Good afternoon. Clouds will continue to thicken in advance of an Alberta Clipper heading in our direction from the Great Lakes. Light snow will break out from west to east across interior New York and New England, becoming steady into the evening hours. Snowfall amounts with the Clipper will be minor and generally under 2 inches in most spots. Parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains could see as much as 3 to 5 inches of snow through the evening hours, and a tricky evening commute for everyone with a little light snow coming down, perhaps a coating after dark tonight. The Clipper will continue to sweep on by, and temperatures will start to drop from the upper 20s and lower 30s back through the 20s on a gusty west wind, which will pick up during the overnight period. A few flurries and snow showers will be left over, but as that wind pushes across the Great Lakes, the lake effect machine will turn on again. In the snow belt, snow will continue to add up late tonight and through the day tomorrow. A gusty west wind and colder air for everyone tomorrow afternoon with partly sunny skies. The snow belts will continue to see steady lake effect snow as temperatures hold in the lower and middle 20s. Things will start to wind down Thursday, still a few snow showers around in the upper 20s, and a bit milder on Friday as we reach the mid-30s with a mix of sun and clouds. Into the weekend, another storm will evolve out of the Midwest and head in our direction. This one will have more moisture with it, and depending on the exact storm track and evolution of the system, we'll see a round of snow or perhaps a rain-snow mix across parts of interior New York and New England. Highs on Saturday will be close to 32. Leftover snow showers on Sunday and Monday as more Arctic air comes back into the picture. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that deepening Alberta Clipper will bring snow to the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and the rest of the Northeast and portions of the Mid-Atlantic states today. Winter weather advisories have been issued for the upper Ohio Valley and lower Michigan for as much as 3 to 6 inches of snow. The heaviest snow will be downwind of the Great Lakes as cold air rushing across the warm lake waters results in the formation of lake effect snow bands. Lake effect snows will persist into tomorrow and tomorrow night, even as the low pressure system moves away from the region. The heaviest lake effect snows are forecast to occur downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario, where 1 to 2 feet of additional snow is possible through tomorrow morning. Additionally, strong gusty winds in excess of 40 miles per hour will be possible in the more intense lake effect snow bands, producing visibilities near zero at times. Heavy snow will also be possible across much of Maine as the surface low deepens off the coast tonight. Snowfall amounts of 6 to 12 inches are possible across much of Maine, with locally higher amounts possible. Winter storm warnings have been issued for most of the state. In the wake of the low-pressure system, Arctic air will spread eastward. Temperatures today will be 15 to 25 degrees below average across parts of the Midwest and upper Great Lakes. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 74 degrees at Hollywood and Opa-locka, both in Florida, to a low of 36 below zero at Cotton, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds and wind with showers developing later in the lower 40s. In Boston, increasing clouds with showers developing in the upper 30s. And in Buffalo, snow, heavy at times, and wind, 4 to 7 inches of snow likely with highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 57, set in 1885, and the record low, 26 below zero, in 1968. Sunrise this morning at 7:24 a.m. Sunset this evening at 4:43 p.m., 9 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with light snow developing this afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Light snow this evening, ending as snow showers overnight tonight, becoming breezy with lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with light snow and rain developing this afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. Light snow this evening ending as snow showers overnight becoming breezy with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with light snow developing this afternoon and highs in the upper 20s. light snow this evening, ending as snow showers overnight tonight, except in the snow belts where lake effect snow will pick up in intensity, becoming windy with lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with light snow developing this afternoon and highs in the lower 30s. Light snow this evening, ending as snow showers overnight tonight, becoming breezy with lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with light snow this afternoon with highs near 30. Light snow this evening, ending as snow showers overnight tonight, becoming breezy with lows in the mid to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and cold with scattered snow showers, lower to mid-20s. A few snow showers Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy, in the mid to upper 20s. A bit milder Friday, partly sunny, mid-30s. A chance of rain or mixed precipitation with snow on Saturday in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, blustery and colder Sunday and Monday in the mid to upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.